KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. It's the end of pilot season. Well, almost. In less than 2 weeks, the networks announced their picks for the fall 2007 schedule. The process, which began in January with hope and optimism and a sense that the TV business really wasn't in decline, that it really could pull itself back up, it ends in New York at some huge venue with the president of each network appearing before a crowd of media buyers at the big ad agencies and selling the upcoming fall season. They call this the upfronts because this is when networks try to sell a lot of their ad time up front, before the show's premiere, before the 80 to 90% failure rate kicks in. Now, the really poignant part of the upfronts is how they perfectly reduce the entire entertainment industry and, well, really every other industry when you get right down to it, to its essence. It's a person standing in front of a lot of other people trying to get them to buy something. That probably won't work. But in the meantime, back here in L.A., the schedules are still being set. Pilots are still being screened and focus grouped. Nerves and composure are quickly unspooling. You might hear in the morning that your show is a lock for the fall season, that you are on the air, and that you'd better book a ticket to New York and a room at the Four Seasons Hotel for the upfronts. And then you might hear later after lunch to unbook the room and the ticket, that your pilot didn't do so well at its final screening. And then in the afternoon, you hear from someone else that the first call was actually mistaken, that your pilot really was never, ever in contention. But now, after its final screening, it suddenly is, so book your ticket. It's mostly agents, by the way, who do this kind of information churning. The big ones usually have a lot of projects at each network, so they tend to trade tidbits and gossip all day. In the absence of any real news, fake news gets interesting. And they feed items to the trades, which then get passed around again as news. They call you up and say something like, here's what I know, which has the kind of authoritative, slightly hedged tone people use when they don't know anything. Once, a year or two ago, I had a pilot in contention for the fall season, and I heard from an agent in the morning that we were on the air. I mean, he even knew our time slot, only to hear at 7 p.m. that night from another agent that we weren't emphatically on the air, only to read the next day in Variety that we were a hot pilot and a lock on the schedule. Which turns out was really day-old news from the first agent, but it meant a lot of phone calls from people congratulating us, which meant that we had to tell each one of those people, no, actually, we're not on the schedule. Things changed. But by the end of that day, the Variety mention had created a kind of a momentum of its own, something like an echo chamber effect. So we really didn't know if we were hearing new good rumors about our pilot based on information subsequent to the Variety article or old good rumors about our pilot based on information that preceded the Variety article and that had been, you know, already contradicted. Either way, it ended up with us in New York at the Four Seasons Hotel. Here's what I know, an agent said to me as I walked up the steps to the hotel bar. You're here for nothing. By that time, of course, I knew that already. Landing at JFK, turning on my phone, it beeped and buzzed with 5 hours worth of delayed information, all of which told me the same thing. The pilot is dead. So I was here for nothing, but, you know, I can always mess with an agent's head. Wow, I said to him. I've heard different. Really? He asked. Really, I said. Here's what I know. And then I just made some stuff up. Some of which, actually, it turned out later, was true. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll sit in the room. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.